Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Five alleged gang members convicted of murder in the killing of 15-year-old Junior Guzman in the Bronx are being sentenced today. The teen had been mistaken for a gang member and was chased down and killed outside a bodega in June of last year. He was stabbed with knives and machetes. Junior's mother is expected to deliver a lengthy victim impact statement. The men being sentenced today range in age from 19 to 25 and are allegedly members of the gang known as the Trinitarios. They could get life without parole. A homeless man is in the hospital for a psychiatric exam after his arrest for an assault on a 7-year-old boy in Kew Gardens yesterday afternoon. The boy's in critical condition.
Flying into a full rage, the shirtless homeless man went on the attack, picking up the boy who was sitting on his grandparents' front steps, picking him up and slamming him face first into the driveway. The boy's grandfather, Naftali Portnoy, tells Pix 11 News he called 911 and followed the homeless man.
Then walked after him about a block and a half, and then the police finally arrived.
Which is when the grandfather heard the homeless man say he wanted to kill the kid. The boy is in critical but stable condition this morning. Under arrest again is 35-year-old Lawrence Gendro, who has a history of mental illness. John Montone, 1010 Winds, in Kew Gardens.
Fire erupted this morning in a home on Wade Street in Jersey City and quickly spread to three neighboring houses. Four alarms were sounded before it was doused. No injuries have been reported, but fire officials say the flames were being fed by a gas line. And here's what a neighbor witnessed.
I was in my bed sleeping. The only thing I heard was pop, 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 pop. That's all I heard.
The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The Red Cross is assisting the residents who have been displaced. Police say they've arrested a man suspected in the particularly violent killing of his wife in the Bronx.
Authorities arrested 63-year-old Victor Mateo in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, about a week after the brutal attack on his ex-wife, Noelia. It happened a week ago Thursday in the Throgs Neck section of the Bronx. Mateo allegedly ran over 58-year-old Noelia Mateo several times, and if that wasn't enough, police say he then took out a machete and stabbed her in front of her two young grandchildren. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
City Controller Scott Stringer has launched what he calls the Boardroom Accountability Project 3.0. He bills it as a first-in-the-nation initiative to bring diversity to board and CEO recruitment to include both women and people of color. Stringer says this is a version of the Rooney Rule pioneered by the National Football League, and he wants 56 companies to adopt that rule when they conduct a search for new top executives. A fatal accident at a construction site in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Police Chief John Haggerty tells 1010 Winds it happened about 8 this morning as workers for a siding company were trying to put up scaffolding.
The worker on the roof lost control of the scaffolding pole. Two workers on the ground attempted to secure the pole. When the pole was coming down, it struck a high-tension electric wire. The two workers on the ground were electrocuted.
One worker was pronounced dead at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. The other is said to be very critical. And a third worker suffered serious burns. In Brooklyn, police are looking for a gunman who shot and killed a man in an argument inside a bodega on Flatbush Avenue in Prospect Lefferts Garden about 10 last night. 41-year-old Dwayne Smith was taken to Kings County Hospital, but he could not be saved. No word on what that argument was all about.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!